For Deer Valley and Ted Ligety, the announcement makes a long-term relationship official. Deer Valley President and General Manager Bob Wheaton says the resort is thrilled to welcome Ligety to the Deer Valley team.
We've enjoyed a relationship and a cooperation for many, many years, and it's been fun for us at Deer Valley to watch Ted grow both personally and professionally, and now to have an official arrangement. It's pretty cool, and we're truly Ted fans.
For Ligety, it's a natural partnership. He's been skiing at Deer Valley since he was a kid, even going through the Deer Valley daycare program. Deer Valley will look to him to spread the Deer Valley brand across the world, especially in Europe.
I am really looking forward to it. I've always skied at Deer Valley, and it was always a place I came back home to ski. And my family would always go up there on Christmas Day and go ski around, and I'd ski there in the spring with friends and stuff. So, now it's official. I'll be making appearances, and of course, I'm not here very often during the wintertime, but the times that I am here during the spring and, whenever I can make it back home over Christmas, I plan on doing stuff with Deer Valley and then obviously spreading the word. I'm in Europe most of the time, and I think everybody in North America knows Deer Valley as a brand as far as, being the leader in ski resorts, and it's always, the top of the list whenever it gets ranked. And I think in Europe, there's definitely a broad base of people that, are looking to come skiing in the U.S. and don't necessarily know where to go. And this will definitely be an opportunity to put Deer Valley on that map. And so I'm looking forward to doing that and sharing, my home ski area with them.
Wheaton says a contract between the two lays out certain expectations. But Deer Valley, he says, is very accommodating. And Ted's global and busy schedule will always come first.
As Ted said, it's official. We have a signed document and all that kind of stuff. But this is a whole lot more about friendship and relationship than it is about, a legal document. So, we got some numbers and all that kind of stuff. But it's really more about, hey, does this work for you? No, it really doesn't. Okay, then how about this? And it's going to go both ways. So, we've been talking about this a lot more about, long-term kind of stuff and relationship-based. More than, I need to see you from 8 to 10 every Tuesday kind of thing,
Ligety is gracious about the opportunity and can already rattle off Deer Valley's achievements, including the record string of being named the number one resort in North America by the readers of Ski Magazine. In 2013, Ligety became the first man in 45 years to win three events at the World Championships. The first alpine skier to achieve triple gold at a world championship was none other than Stein Erickson, who served as Deer Valley's director of skiing from the resort's opening in 1981 to when he passed away last December. Wheaton says with the passing of Stein last year, this partnership with Ligety was only natural.
One of my favorite pictures that Stein still has hanging, or Francois now still has hanging in their home, is a picture of Ted and Stein, and you can just see, and they're both holding their world championship medals, and they're both looking at each other, and you can see the admiration in that picture going both ways. We've been talking about this for a while, and Stein was obviously right in the middle of the whole thing. And when we first broached this whole idea with Stein, Stein was like, well, yeah, Ted, yeah. And it just kind of went from there.
You can expect to see Ligety at Deer Valley for public autograph signings in the winter and summer, as well as special social gatherings. Ligety, who is coming off a back and knee injury from this past season, is still recovering, but plans to be back on the snow this winter. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.